you doing?
Harry. I'm awesome. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. It's long weekend, actually.
Oh, yes. You are so lucky.
Yes, I
and
am.
I mean that in the nicest way. You suck. But that's all right. We get, like, Jean-Baptiste, so...
Yeah, what? What? Which one? Jean-Baptiste? When's that?
Yeah. Johnny 2-4. That's what I call it. Johnny 2-4.
When's that? I can't remember now.
June 24th.
June 24th.
Yep. And then the week after, like 1 week after the day, it's Canada Day.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. You guys flip-flop on those ones.
Well, when it comes to people being allowed to, like, take vacation and whatever, like,
yep.
In the corporate world, in the private sector, that some people can... it's mandatory. You no questions. And actually, I've heard of, like, some coming by companies, like smaller companies, and seeing if there's anybody working.
Huh.
Like, that shouldn't be working, and they get fined.
What?
I know, right? It's crazy. I know. But
like,
I'm part of a parent.
What's wrong with Johnny B, though? Like, why is he so special?
Because the fucking Société Saint-Jean-Baptiste and the fucking separatists adopted him as their patron saint.
But
I have no fucking clue.
In terms of saints, though, I don't know about that guy.
No,
he used to just wash people. You know, like, I
you
like
to do your fucking laundry.
You know, there's this bathhouse in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
I bet you it's the guy named Johnny B. But, you know, or something that works in there, I'm guessing, you know.
That's funny.
I don't know. It just seems odd.
I know.
Especially in this non-religious, like.
I know.
Like. I don't know. It just seems odd.
Yes, well, you know how much the French were hell-bent on, conforming people to Catholicism, and how even up to, like, I want to say, like, the 70s, or it was still, the school system was still split up by Catholic and Protestant.
Yeah.
Now it's English and French. But, the church had a huge stronghold on government affairs and whatnot, and don't get me started on the fucking
separation of church and state.
Anyways, whatever.
Whatever.
But so you guys get Family Day. Nice.
Yeah, well, it's actually not called Family Day here because they here's our Manitoba. thing, you know how you're complaining about how, well, whatever.
Yes,
Quebec's
doing what
it wants because of this and that. Well, Manitoba's doing exactly the same thing with this Family Day thing. We're not going to have Family Day. We need to have a holiday to represent our great Saint Louis Riel.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Is that what I saw today?
So it's Louis Riel Day is what it is.
Okay. It's like, whatever.
But you know, it's
what the fuck you want. I don't care.
But
I'm
like,
to sleep in.
Well, yeah, I know. I love the guy.
Fucking awesome.
Okay, so we got Johnny B in your end of the country, and we got Louis R in mine.
Big Lou.
Big Lou.
Big Lou.
But it's, you know, what's interesting, though, because, okay, Johnny B is kind of a polarizing character in a way, because he's a religious dude, right?
Yes, but he was also, like, what's the word I'm looking for? He was a trendsetter. He was a change maker.
You know,
he was a shit disturber. He was a big time shit disturber, Matt.
Well,
how can we talk
about that? That's way more interesting than dunking people's heads underwater.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he was very much believing that Jesus, he's the guy. He was the dude, and he was going against the elders and saying, like, you guys are fucking nuts. This guy is the real deal. He's the, you know, and he was a huge shit disturber, And that's why Herod's wife, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Wanted King Herod. King Herod wanted him dead. Wanted him dead. And she asked for St. John's head on a platter.
Oh, that's right. I remember that from one of those movies and going, holy
shit. I know,
shit.
Right? That's exactly it.
Good special effects.
I know. So, yeah. It was from the Franco Zeffirelli Jesus of Nazareth that you probably saw. Which
yes.
was a fucking awesome.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
That was, yeah. Anyways, yeah. So, see, he was a sick disturber.
Okay, so that's kind of cool because so is Louis Riel. So I think each province needs to adopt a shit
disturber. I like
because
it.
Shit disturbing is a good thing. It is.
No, well, that's it. It
I mean,
it breaks the trends, and it just shakes up people's views and ideologies of what is supposed to be.
Now I'm not Manitoban, so I don't. Yeah, I'm not Manitoban, so I don't know about Big Lou. Like, I don't know all of his story because I only did 2 years of school here, like for high school. And I didn't even know who the guy was because in New Brunswick, you learn about the Acadians and nothing else exists, right? So I moved here and it's like Big Lou all the time. I'm like, what's up with this Big Lou guy? So what I did look into him, he was a shit disturber, but he's very polarizing. Some people hate the guy's guts and some people think he's like the second coming. So it's interesting he was used, but based on Saint-Jean-Baptiste, I'm like, shit, that actually makes sense. So...
Yes.
Who are we going to assign to the other provinces?
Well, let's see here. You want to work from east to west?
I don't know enough shit disturbers.
Yeah, me neither. Honestly, I got nothing. I'm just trying to buy time, truly. And hope that you get bored with the conversation. I'm like, okay, let's talk about something else.
That would be a good topic, though, for a show that has intellectuals unlike us.
Yeah, quasi-intellectuals.
Yes.
Kind of, sort of intellectuals.
But if you need to know what the third track is on Porno Graffiti.
Yeah, exactly. We will tell you in a heartbeat that it's Decadent Dance.
Yes.
I think. Pretty sure.
I think it is, yes.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, sure, Roni.
That's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, yeah, so now you have a 3-day weekend. Sweet.
Yeah.
All that to say.
I thought I was going to have to work on Monday, but they're not making me work. They're like, well, no, why would you work? It's a holiday.
Why?
Like, yeah, but...
Well, yeah. Oh, because you just started and because you're on your probation period. But, I mean, is there anybody working?
No. Well, I mean, there is always someone on call because it's the trucking industry.
Like skeleton crew.
Yeah, but they don't go into the office. They just work from home from their cell. So, you know, any calls come in, they got to deal with it, basically. But
well, there you go.
That's about it. Like, it's very minimal. So, actually, very forward-thinking company, though. I'm not going to name them on the air because I don't want to, talk about stuff on here. But, yeah, I'm very happy, so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, we are doing a podcast, by the way.
I was just going to say. I was like, if you would have seen me, you would have said... Oh, she's got a deer caught in the headlights. Look. They're like, what the fuck, Sean?
Oh, yeah. Now I'm in a dead-end lane. What the
Ruh-roh.
Hell? Yeah, I'm in the cone right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's the... No, it's not the cone of silence or anything. No, it's called Transcona.
Oh.
And once upon a time, it was its own city. But then, for some reason, I'm not sure why, they lumped it in with Winnipeg. So it's got its own identity, and I call it the cone because it's Transcona.
Yes.
And it's almost got like its own, I was going to say its own zip code, but every street has a different zip code, postal code, but it's its own thing. I remember
hate to break it to you.
Yeah. I think we might have gone out to Transcona when you visited me at some point to some bar.
Well, there was definitely... I may or may not have gone to a bar. If there's any incriminating evidence that can be then, brought back against me. No, yes.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
I mean...
If you hadn't gone to a bar, that'd be incriminating evidence, as in, why didn't she go out? Why is she so square?
Yeah, no. Yeah, that was a killer night, man. Oh. That was...
That was
If I'm remembering the one that we're referencing... Allegedly. But, exactly. So, Drascona is known for its hookers and hockey players. Is that it?
Ooh, look at you. You know what you're talking about. There's actually a song about it on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
What position does your wife play, type of thing?
Yeah.
On the hockey team, I mean.
They actually, a guy put a song, I can't remember, it's something along those lines.
Oh, really?
He even did they even did a Winterland, you know what those Winterland, Hinterland commercials?
Yes.
They did one for the Transcona Cougar, I think it was.
Oh.
It was pretty funny.
Interesting.
But the guy who did it got in trouble because he's a radio guy. You know, you can't do that.
Oh, yes. So the CRTC and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
That guy's gotten suspended so many times. It's awesome.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
So no, I mean just as a sidebar, it's an old joke that you know, it's like, oh, where's your wife from? Oh, she's from Transcona. Oh, really? It's only hookers and hockey players that come from there. It's like, my wife is from there. Like, oh, well, what position does your wife play? I know I
now I get
up,
it. Now I get it.
You,
okay.
You see, you know.
I like it when a punchline hits you 2 hours later.
Yes, I know. I know. But that's a Dave joke again. You know, God bless Dave.
What, your dad?
Yes.
That,
yes.
Really? Eh? So he knows enough about Winnipeg that he know about Transcona.
No. That's
a Dave joke. Okay.
That applies to any little. You know, it's not the asshole of the world, but you can see it from there, type of thing. Sorry. I don't know. All of these things, I'm sure my dad is like shaking his head, like, "Why did I say that?"
Because it's funny.
Because it's funny. Fucking A. Oh my God. Anyway, so
the Canadian alphabet. Fucking A.
Yes. Fucking A.
Love the Canadian alphabet.
Oh God.
They don't have that in America, do they?
No. Canadian alphabet? That's truly Canadian. Fucking A. Yeah, no. You see, we have color. We have distinction.
We do.
You know, I mean, we say A at the end of a sentence, but, and, you know, we actually use the O and the U in color.
But we don't
color.
We say, huh, we say A.
A, exactly.
That's the difference.
Although New Yorkers will say, "Hey, get off my car."
Yeah.
So they do use the A.
Yeah.
It's just in a different position in the sentence, that's all.
Different player in the hockey team.
That's it, exactly. Grammar, position. Mike Tracy. Exactly. That's right, exactly.
Oh, this is so awesome. I'm actually lost right now. I don't know where I am.
Okay, well, you're in Transcona.
It's your fault. You made me laugh.
Yeah, exactly. I made you laugh. You're all. Now you're in St. Boniface. That's it.
Yeah, I think I'm in Kildonan now.
Kildonan. Oh, okay.
Kildonan, Nottingham. Now I'm in England.
Dude.
Nottingham Street. Holy shit, this is a long drive.
Do you not have a GPS?
Well, yeah, but I'm on the phone with you.
Oh, okay.
It's on my phone.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh. Note to self.
Okay, I'm going to turn around.
Sean needs a tom-tom.
I'm going to go down to Dallin Lee. Hey, I got a tom-tom story for you.
Go. I'm listening.
So, we were in Portugal. We tried to get my wife's dad, Manny, we tried to get him kind of up to snuff on stuff. You know, technology and stuff. Like, we drag kicking and dragging and screaming into the 20th.
Into the 21st.
No,
oh,
no,
20th.
No, he's
forget
not gonna
the 21st.
Go that far, yeah. And you know, he actually is on Facebook now. We actually convinced him that Facebook was good because he can check in with the, you know, with the folks back in Portugal. You know, very,
yes,
very easily, right? See pictures.
You can go on the Face page.
So he's like, oh, that's what you use that for. So he's all, you know, he loves it.
Yes.
So anyway, so we had the tom-tom. He was okay to work with the tom-tom. The tom-tom he could use. He was okay with that. Mm. So we had to program it and add all the Portuguese maps in there and stuff and make sure it was in Portuguese and all this stuff. So we used the tom-tom, not know where we're going.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
Oh, no, because it was in Portuguese.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Is he added, like, he wanted a few things in his tom-tom. Like, he wanted home on there. So as a, you know, so he could always get home. And yes. And he wanted, like, his wife's old house. So just a few, you know, specific points on the
locations.
Map.
Yes, points. Yes.
So he could go, you know, so he could go there.
Mm.
And just very easily just select, you know, mama's place or whatever.
Right.
So, you know, Paula, whatever, we programmed all these points in. And Paul,
my wife's cousin.
Oh, no. What did he do?
He went in and he changed the home. I think it's a home destination. I think it was. So, I mean, you hear this annoying person talking the whole time. Friend, Drescher-ish.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah. Portuguese.
Obviously not me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, not you. We should have hired you to do it. See, that's why there's voice. Why we need voice for.
That's
you know.
Right. Exactly.
Turn right
no,
here, buddy.
No, you see, no. I'll drive my car into a ditch before I have to listen to her.
Yeah. So he changed the home destination to say something along the line. I know we can start his podcast because it's mine, but something along the lines of, "You're home, motherfucker." So he's like, 10, and this is in Portuguese, so just translate. So, turn right in 10 kilometers. Turn left in 5 kilometers. You will be at your destination. You're home, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
It was awesome. I wish you were in the car when he heard it. He gets off and he goes, my dum-dum is broke.
He's so mad. His dum-dum is broke.
I don't know, some guy yelling at me.
Telling me, motherfucker. Well, my friend, enjoy your 3-day week, 3-day weekend.
Off to
rest up.
Yeah, we're having our band meeting. I guess I can say the announcement now.
Yes.
CD release party.
Sweet.
March 9th at the Windsor.
I'll leave now, and maybe I'll make it for the launch.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
March 9th. What March time 9th. And where?
Well, it's the doors. I think it starts at 8. Bands might start at 9, I think, and there's 4 of us, so we'll be playing last. So we're going to have our CD to sell, and we're going to make it available digitally on all major
digital
platforms.
Digital download.
Yeah, that we're having a meeting now to discuss exactly who we're going to go through to set that up.
Yes.
We might just do it ourselves, or we might just hire a company to do it for us. So we're just going to discuss that tonight and see what we want to do.
Awesome. I cannot wait. I, for one, I'm going to pre-order it. If it's even possible to pre-order.
I'm in good with the band, so. I can.
Oh, good. Oh, sweet. Please, put in a good request for me, if you would.
I will, yeah. I know those
guys.
All right,
my friend.
Okay. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Catch you on the flip side. Later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.